On today's Creation Moment, we ask the question, is evolution logical? As you're about to discover, evolutionists make a number of errors in basic logic when attempting to make the case for evolution. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The use of logic is sometimes claimed by the apologists of evolution, yet the logic often used by evolutionists is unsound. A sound logical argument is one that follows. For example, take these two premises and the conclusion known as a syllogism. If it's raining, the streets are wet. It is raining, therefore the streets are wet. Now that is logically sound, but if we say it's raining, the streets are wet, therefore it's raining, that's unsound because there could be other reasons why the streets are wet. Now evolutionists argue like this. If evolution were true, we'd expect to find similar structures in organisms. We find similar structures in organisms, therefore evolution is true. That's logically unsound as a syllogism. There could be alternative reasons why animals' structures have similarities. For example, they could have been made by a common designer. The Washington State Science Standards say, using the fossil record and anatomical or molecular DNA similarities as evidence, formulate a logical argument for biological evolution as an explanation for the development of a representative species, such as birds, horses, elephants, whales. Yet the use of any of these to prove evolution is unsound. It makes more sense to understand that God made these animal similarities as they face similar conditions. The Bible provides the worldview with which better to interpret the evidence that we observe.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.